my talk is about soil aggregate-associated microbial community structure and nitrogen transformations in three different tillage systems. So a decade of research has been done in soil aggregates, and it has been well established that soil aggregates are considered as microbial habitats. And there are two types of soil aggregates based on their sizes, that is microaggregates and macroaggregates. As the name indicates, macroaggregates are larger in size, and micros are 20 to 250 microns. So actually, what's the focus of our research is, do these different soil aggregate size fractions contain different microbial communities, and especially those microbial communities associated with N-cycling activities, and whether these aggregate size fractions support different nitrogen transformation rates. So previous research done on to estimate the population size of microbial functional groups and the community composition by using PLFA technique and also potential enzyme activities, as well established that it shows that microbial communities involved in nitrogen cycling activities do differ with aggregate size as well as with tillage systems. So here we are now looking at whether the aggregate size fractions differ in the nitrogen transformation rates. So why do we want to look at this? This is because we know microbes are the drivers of this whole nitrogen transformation process, and the microbes live in soil aggregates. So to better understand the nitrogen transformation process, we should learn how this nitrogen transformation process differs in the size fractions. So I have selected three different tillage systems, as the title indicates. We know tillage is one of the management practices that influence soil aggregates, and you know no-till, we don't disturb the soil aggregates. However, in the conventional tillage systems, we disturb the soil aggregates and it's a break and down. So by studying the soil nitrogen transformation process in these aggregates associated with tillage systems, help us to come up with which tillage systems provide a better habitable conditions for this nitrogen transformation rates. So with this basis, we have selected a study site at Upper Piedmont Resuscitation Wrightsville, North Carolina. It's a Wedowee soil series with sandy clay loam texture. There are 9 tillage experiments. However, I have selected only 3 tillage systems, that is no-till with 100% residue cover and chisel followed by disc with 23% residue cover and moldboard disc with 0% residue cover, which provides a diverse difference in their aggregate size distributions. And so the sampling is done with shovel so that they minimize the disturbance that has caused to the soil aggregates. And it is done only to the top 10 centimeter where the microbial activity is higher. So after collecting the soil samples back in the laboratory, we just hand-crushed the larger cloths, and they are cold-dried at 4 degrees Celsius. And it has cold-dried to obtain 8 to 10% moisture content, because our preliminary experiments have shown that these 8 to 10% moisture content is appropriate enough to fractionate into different soil aggregates. So soil aggregate fractionation is basically done by dry sieving method using the RoTap sieve shaker. And the whole soil is fractionated into different size fractions, which includes both the macro and the microaggregates. So to study the nitrogen transformation rates, I used N15 pool dilution methods. So here are the 4 major soil nitrogen pools. In this, I used a FLOS program. So we used an N15 pad experiment, in which we labeled N15 ammonium in one treatment. We labeled N15 ammonium with also we added 14 nitrate. So we looked at the production rates and the consumption rates. So here in this treatment, by labeling with N15 ammonium pool, we measured the nitrogen mineralization rates, ammonium immobilization, and nitrification rates. So with N15 nitrate, we are also interested in looking at how much is the nitrate is immobilized by microbes. So we looked at the N15 nitrate label treatment, so which measures both the production as well as the consumption rates. So here is the outline of the FLOS program that helps us to measure the mineralization, nitrification, immobilization rates. So basically, I injected this N15 solutions at 30 atom percentage and incubated for 7 days, and subsequent sampling are done on 0, 2, 4, and 7 days, and we measured the atom percentage in all this soil ammonium pool, nitrate pool, and organic nitrogen pools. And basically what this FLOS program does is, we gave some input data, that is concentration of all these pools, ammonium nitrate and organic nitrogen pools, and also the atom percentage excess of these pools, and also the standard variation. So the output from this program gives us the gross rates. One of the thing, it also gives the gross ammonium and nitrate immobilization rates. One of the basic advantages, it gives the standard error of the rates associated with this. And also this, it has the sensitivity factor that is associated with this program, that is mean weighted error, so which has some standards that if it is above 4 or the data cannot be a reliable one. So all our data comes under the mean weighted error of 4. So our results have shown that the aggregate size has an influence in this gross nitrogen transformation rates. However, the effect of aggregate size is very smaller. Therefore, here I'll be showing only the rates associated with the stellate systems. So here you can see the x-axis is the time in days, and the y-axis is the milligram of nitrogen per kilogram of aggregate per day. And here is the no-till, and this is the blue, as one is a chisel, and the green is the mold bulb. So you can see here the no-till is showing a greater gross mineralization rate compared to the chisel and mold bulb. This we all know because the no-till has a greater total soil and carbon, which is a substrate for the microbes, and therefore there is greater N mineralization. And also the another factor is the microbial biomass is greater in this no-till system, so it has shown some greater mineralization rates. So when you look at the gross nitrification rates, the gross nitrification rate is also greater in the no-till system compared to the chisel and the mold bulb stellate systems. So gross nitrification is basically controlled, primarily controlled by the ammonium that is supplied from N mineralization. So that is greater in the no-till, so it's also greater in this. Nitrification is also greater. However, the nitrification is also secondarily controlled by the ammonium immobilization. So which here when we look at, it's also greater in those no-till systems compared to the chisel and the mold bulb systems. So these gross mineralization, nitrification, and immobilization rates are greater. So does it really tell me anything? So in order to bring a good meaning to the study, we looked at the index of nitrifying capacity using these ratios of gross nitrification to gross mineralization. This ratio is an index of the nitrifying capacity of the soils. And we looked at here, I have highlighted as an average one. So this ratio shows that the no-till is having lower nitrifying capacity when compared to these tillage systems. And also we looked at another index, that is the leaching potential of the systems, by looking at the gross nitrification to gross immobilization rates, which also shows that the no-till system is having lower leaching potential compared to the chisel and the mold bulb tillage systems. However, on the contrary to this, when you look at the agronomic point of view, so this is an estimation, an index of the leaching potential. It is an index of the nitrifying capacity. So what is the actual rate? What is the actual nitrate pool availability to the plants, or nitrate ammonium pool availability to the plants? When you look at that, we use the net N mineralization rate and net nitrification rate that is estimated from the gross rates. Actually, the net mineralization is the gross N mineralization minus gross ammonium immobilization. And the net nitrification is gross nitrification rate minus gross nitrate immobilization. So contrary to the ratios that indicated, here it shows that the net nitrification rate is greater in no-till, so there is greater pool of nitrate available in this no-till system, so that could be potential losses for this. However, the net mineralization is the same, that is, no-till is having more plant available nitrogen. So with this, we also looked at the microbial communities. As I have told in my beginning of the presentation, that microbial communities are the drivers of this transformation processes. So we wanted to see whether this microbial communities changes. So we estimated the microbial communities in these different size fractions using phospholipid fatty acid analysis. And this is an NMS analysis of the same relative abundance of those fatty acids. So as you can see here, the axis one has shown greater variability with 83%. So it forms a groove with this nodal system as well as with different tillage systems. So it differs with tillage systems as well as with aggregate size fractions. However, we want to interlink whether this microbial community influences this gross race. So what I did is I used a stepwise regression analysis using this NMS axis 1, which showed the greater variations, and looked at this gross mineralization rate. This is the 0 to 2, that is because I have used only the 0 to 2 days values, because after 4 days, the N15 label has almost approached natural abundance, so we didn't use this for this interpretation. So we used only this 2 days values, and here you can see that the NMS, the microbial community analysis, is not influencing this mineralization rate as well as nitrification rate. However, the community composition influences the immobilization rate. So with this, I would like to conclude that the gross rates of this mineralization, nitrification, and immobilization were greater in the no-till as well as in the macro aggregates. And as we have seen here, the turnover of nitrogen is very rapid in this no-till system compared to the other tillage systems. And so it can be concluded that no-till is a better nitrogen management, with nitrogen dynamics is a better management practice for sustained productivity when compared with other these tillage systems. However, fertilizers and other management practices should be synchronized with microbial activity and crop uptake in order to prevent end losses from these long-term no-till systems. At this, I would like to acknowledge my advisors, Dan Estrell and Wayne Drobach, and also all the people in our soil science department. I can take any questions. I sampled only top 10 centimeter where we thought the microbial activity will be higher. So we didn't look at the deeper sides.
Yeah, and that's where the action is in the no-till for sure, which is what you showed, which is really nice. If you go deeper, do you think you might see more activity in the other systems compared to the no-till, given that that's where you're putting the residue?
Maybe in the mold board system, but we haven't looked at those, because the residues are incorporated in the mold board system to the deeper soil profile. Maybe when I looked at it, there may be a more microbial activity.
Okay. I think we should move on. Thank you, Subhadra.
Thank you.